Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have just tuned into the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Turning Point. My name is Elder Charles Lee, and I'm here with
Maureen Lee.
Yes, and it's been a while, and we're back in the saddle again, honey.
Yes. I told you 2019 was difficult, but 2020 going to be a delight. God is so good. I'm waiting for my blessing, my miracle, my healing, because I know it's coming. The fresh anointing is about to come down. But as long as we put ourselves in position where we need to be in,
amen,
for that anointing. So that's what this show is about today.
Amen.
A fresh anointing.
Lining
yourself up. But that's the whole key. You got to be where God wants you to be.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we were just told that this is the 1085th episode.
Woo!
We can remember when it was, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, when we had our show. Now we're sitting at the 1085th episode. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Amen, amen, he's good. And like my wife was saying, 2019, and I know for a lot of the Christians out there listening at the sound of our voice, it was kind of rough. It was almost like if you ever been up in a plane and you hit some turbulence, and if you look up in the, you know, in the overhead, you'll see the seatbelt light on. And see, that's what we had to do in 2019. Things started getting a little rough and rocky. We had to tighten up the seatbelt because we were going for a long ride. We was going for a hard ride. But know that 2020 is when we should be all asking God about our fresh anointing and looking for it. Amen. But the rough turbulence are over for a while. So now we got to get busy, get to work. Amen?
But you know what, honey? I thank God for the turbulence because I know something great is coming. It might not seem like it to me at the time, but I stopped doing a lot of stuff just to put myself in position. But it was hard for me not being able to do things I like to do with headaches and migraines and everything coming my way. But I know God is so good. He is so good. So I'm just looking forward to 2020 for the anointings to fall afresh.
Well, he's orchestrating it right now. But if you are listening via website, the number you can call in is 319-527-6091. Or you can call 323-870-4174.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's so important that we learn that as Christians, we always need a fresh anointing. Amen?
Mm-hmm. That's like it's a type of revival.
Yeah. And in the Bible, we see God using anointing oil to symbolize the anointing.
Come on.
Do we ever need a fresh anointing?
Yes.
Amen. And that's true in all our Christian lives, everybody. Because just like we need an oil change in our cars, is it any different from us needing a fresh anointing oil in our lives? Because
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and if you're listening this evening and you agree with us or disagree with us, or you want to say something or ask a question.
A testimony.
Testimony. Because we feel that in 2019, God has got us to a point to where the anointing that we had got before is just used up. That's why things were going so rough for you, because we needed a fresh anointing. Just like, you know, in the symbol right here, I was telling you about oil change in the car. If in males out there, and even females, I'm not going to get chauvinist on that. If you know anything about an oil change in your car, you can barely hear your car run once you get a fresh oil change in it. It runs smoother. You know what I mean? It gives you less problems. And that's the same thing with the fresh anointing from God. you know, this body we got, this engine, this motor we got, we need to keep it freshly oiled.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We need to keep it tuned up. Okay, because we get to a point to where, you know, even with your spark plugs, you got to change them every now and then, because if you got one spark plug bad, the car going to burn more gas.
But
amen.
You're right about that. And for the women, you ever have old friends in your life that just hold you down? It's everything that ever come out their mouth is
negative. Leeches.
And they drain from you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get your fresh anointings, you're opening your eyes. You can see what they are.
And you're starting to flick them off.
You're starting to push them away.
Push them away,
and walking into your purpose, your goal, where God wants you to be.
Amen. Amen.
It's time to do a transformation for your fresh anointing.
Because we used to talk about this. Remember, honey, we used to talk about this, how some people are in your life for a season and not a reason.
Amen.
Amen. You got some people that come in your life, and they don't supposed to be there in your next level that God is taking you to. Those people were there, especially if they were needy people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they were needy people, they came in your life to make you strong. Okay, God put them in your life to get you over a hurdle that you was going to come up on.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
That you weren't going to be able to hurdle over if you hadn't got that test. So see, now when you go to another level, which is 2020, God is saying that, okay, you done did all you can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to lead them back there so somebody else that's coming through the same test you just came through going to pick them up. Because, see, some
mm-hmm.
people are going to be needy all their life. Amen. You can help them, you can help them, you can help them, but they're going to still have their hand out and have their heart out because they don't know how to move on. Amen. So, see, those are the people that God put in your life to build you up in certain areas,
mm-hmm.
because when God has certain things for you, you got to be ready. Because we talked about this a long time ago, too. I remember I had the experience of being in the church when somebody was saying, okay, we got these pledges that's going to be He picked out like 5 people, $1,000 pledges. Picked out 10 more people, $500 pledges. He picked out, and then as he picked them out, so when he picked us out for the $1,000 pledge, I'm like, we ain't got $1,000. I said, yeah, we don't have a $1,000 pledge.
Mm-hmm.
But see, God was showing me, back when I was trying to show you to get that overtime at work, or when I was showing you to take those extra hours to make that extra money, that was your pledge.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you backed up from it, and you said, oh, I don't want to get that overtime because I'm going home because I'm tired. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. See, God always makes provisions for a project that he has in your life.
Amen.
Amen. But see, if you don't notice it and wake up and go into that walk that he has for you to be prepared later on, that's why I didn't have that $1,000. But see, God still said, you know what? You don't have to have it all now. Make a pledge and make $100 every Sunday. Okay, as long as you make that $1,000 pledge, because if it does say the Lord, it has to be done. He's still gonna make a way.
Commitment.
Yeah.
If God fall back on his commitment, where will we be? Where will we be? That's why I'm so glad David was where he was supposed to be.
Amen.
Attending to the sheep when he got anointed with oil.
And he was just doing what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing his job. And see, another thing here that we know, do you know that without the anointing of the Spirit, Jesus would not have been able to perform one single miracle?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, because, see, a lot of us think it's just there, and we're just so Holy Ghost filled that we don't need to pray to God. We don't need to sit down and get on our knees and ask for forgiveness of our sins that we did. But just know that without the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Jesus wouldn't have been able to perform one single miracle. And then you hear a lot about the presence of God these days, you know. You have to ask for that. It's nothing that you wake up and it's God's job to give you the Holy Spirit and give you grace and mercy. You have to be worthy of that grace and mercy and that anointing. And just like I said now, the fresh anointing, amen, that is coming in 2020, first off, you gotta repent of all your sins from 2019. Amen? The stuff that you didn't do, the stuff you're supposed to do, the tithes and offering that you didn't give.
Come on.
Amen. You got to repent for all that and tell God, I am truly sorry But in 2020, I will be the son or the daughter that you will be very proud of.
The son or the daughter that he called you to be.
Mm-hmm.
See, it takes me back to when I first got started with Purpose Kingdom Network. I came a long way speaking, and I didn't mind talking about Jesus one-on-one, who I serve, who I belong to, who I'm owed. I didn't mind doing that just one-on-one, but to speak among people listening on the air, to different countries, that's what, like, oh, no, I can't do that. But God shows you where he wants you to be, and he put people in your life that put you in position to do what he called you to do. I could either listen or I didn't have to. It was a choice. But God give us all choices.
That's right.
But 2020, the choices are running out.
In 2020, you don't have a choice.
I'm sorry, people, if you don't like what I'm saying, I'm sorry. But time is winding up.
God said, you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
We got to get this right.
That's right.
Because if you be ashamed of him, he sure will be ashamed of you.
Amen.
So don't be afraid to talk about him. Don't be afraid to, even if you're in the supermarket, the gas station, washing your car, the kids' baseball games, the children's recitals, wherever you are, declare your God is the only one.
And see, in 2020, one thing we had to learn, it's a difference between the presence of God and the power of God.
Come on.
Amen. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God has with him. Acts 10:38.
See, read that one more time, honey.
It said, how God anointed.
Come on.
See, Jesus had to be anointed too. See, you know, y'all ain't no different from him. Believe me. And that's the Son of Man. Okay? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And God wants to be with you. Amen? In all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
All that you do. And looking at the Hebrew word for anointing, we get the abstract idea of what is given. It's called chero, C-H-R-O, meaning to swear or to rub with oil or concentrate to an office or religious service to anoint to the McClellan office and furnishing him with the necessity power for the ministration, enduring Christians with the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, if you're looking at this, this is going to show you what Jesus had to go through to leave us the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It wasn't no easy task for him neither. Okay? God had to empower him. He had to rub him with the Holy Spirit, with the oil, to get into his spirit. So just think how difficult it's going to be for us.
Come on.
But see, even for us being difficult for us, we still have to put our best foot forward, and we have to. It was a show we had a long time ago, honey, called Focus. We got to focus on the prize. We have to focus on doing our work this year in 2020 because it is so important. People don't realize this. It is so important for us to be in line, because if you're out of line this year, you ever hear somebody tell you, well, this only comes around every 10 years, okay, and if you don't take this class or this or this or that, you have to wait another 4 or 5 years before you can apply for it. It's starting to get to that point to where if you sit back on your do-nothing seat, it's pushing you back further and further and further. That's just like any kind of sports team. If they sit up there and they wait and get so far behind and then come out at halftime and try to win, it's hard to come back. But it's easier to stay in line. Amen. And do what you need to do, so all you got to do is just go to the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sit up there and you have to come back, they got you 20-0, and you got to come back, it's a hard job, and everybody's not up to the task. Amen?
That's true. That's what I just thank God that he's dealing with us in so many different ways and so many different levels that it's time to just let go and let God. We got to stay in the direction that he wants us to go. Because, like, I just want more of him, less of me.
Yes.
Just more of you. Just more of you, Lord. Let your anointings fall afresh on me. Fill me up. And that's my desire for everybody for 2020. Let God fill you up with his anointing, his love, and his power.
Amen.
You know, and that's my dream for all of you guys.
And let's look at the example when Jesus was led out by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil.
Mm.
Okay? Now, this is Jesus. It's not us. This is the all-knowing, all-seeing. Amen? He was led out to be tempted by the devil, then came back in the power of the Spirit. In other words, he had the Holy Spirit before he went out to the desert. But he came back with power. Amen?
Yeah.
He came back with power. Jesus was commissioned and anointed for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing is to fulfill a specific purpose of God. So see, before God sent his son into the desert, he equipped him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Now, if he do that for him, he's going to do the same thing for you, but you have to get ready. You have to ask God about this. God, you know what? I know I'm coming up on a new job, and it's going to be tasking to me, and I know that, but I'm asking you to fulfill me. Amen. To give me the knowledge and the wisdom that I need for this new job that's coming up before me. Because you already told me that I could do it. But, you know, we get a little weary sometimes. Amen. When tasks come before us because we, you know, we get a little, what's the word I'm looking for? We get a little downtrodden to where we look at a task and we be like, oh, I never did that before. But you know what? My wife always says, and she tells the kids, grandkids, and our kids around here, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So, see, I told her, and remember what I told you, honey? I said, well, what did I say we lost? Our zeal.
Yep.
And see, this is going out to somebody tonight that's listening. You've lost your zeal. Me and my wife, on a daily basis, would come up and look at a task and say, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Something that looked hard, we come up and say, we're going to knock this out the park. Yes, we're going to win. We're going to do this. In 2012, God is telling you, you got to adapt the attitude of, I got 2020. This. 2020. 2012. Oh, that was a good year, too. But 2020, to let everybody around you know that we got this. You got to have that positive attitude because, see, your attitude determines your latitude.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So, see, if your attitude is low, your latitude is going to be low. So we have to get to a point to where we see something and we say, God, you know, we know this is new in our life, but nothing's new to you underneath the sun. Amen? So we know we're going to put this in your hands and we're going to go forward on your word because you said your word will never come back void.
Amen.
Amen? So we know all things are possible with you. So, see, we have to have that attitude this year of, yes, we can. Not no, we can't, or maybe. It's yes, we can. Amen. And like I said before, he sent our Christ into the desert. He equipped him. He equipped him so that he would know whatever come your way.
I got you.
God got it. Whatever came your way. And see, as a believer, we all have still chosen and anointed by God for a purpose. God is doing this for a purpose. That's why he's calling for a people. See, God is not, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, honey? He's not prejudiced about who he used. Amen.
I know one thing, if you're not ready where God wants you to be, he'll use somebody else.
Oh, yeah, he'll move you right out of the way.
You know that, he will move you.
Because, I mean, his plan's going to go forward. Plan's definitely going forward.
One way or another, with you or without you.
And see, when God puts his anointing on us, there's a reason. Amen? The New Testament is the first time we see the word anointing used in the context to power, to heal, deliver, and perform miracles. The Holy Spirit is given to all believers.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say the ones that are in the south. And he said the ones that are in the north. And he said the ones over in Israel. Or he said it's given to all believers. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, where God power is released in our lives. See, that's the word they say, honey? That's the favor that you get when the Holy Spirit is working in your life and you go to certain places and things are done before you get there. You know, people tell you all the time, well, we got to go down to the government office and handle this business and handle that business. You talk to some of your friends, and just like my wife said, they're always negative. Oh, I went down there. And see, you ain't going to be able to get that because they don't get those papers out. You know, you got to go online and get them printed out, this and that. But as soon as you go down there, the people greet you with a smile. Good evening. How you doing? Good morning.
That's their favor.
And then they say, well, can I help you? And you say, yes. I says, oh, sure. We have that right back here. Do you need two or three copies of it? And your friend, if they standing there with you, their mouth is hanging open, but you got to let them know, like my wife do it. I love her when she said, you don't know who I serve, do you? I told you when we came down here, everything's going to be all right. People think you boast. See, when I boast, and when my wife, we boast in Christ.
And
amen.
My kids tell me, Mom, you got to stop doing that. I can't. You know what? It's so hard when a man in your life do so much for you. I have to talk about him. I don't care who I'm talking to. It can be a Mexican, an Indian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Jehovah's Witness. I don't care who you are. If you're around me and God done something for me, and I had that aha moment, I say, hallelujah, I thank you.
Amen.
And they look at me, my daughter's like, Mom, I don't care where I am.
Profess.
I'm going to let you know, oh, I got it, God. It might have been somebody driving down the street playing music. And I heard a word, and I have to stop where I am. And just say, oh, yes, thank you. And some people say, oh, look at me crazy. And some lady is going to say, go ahead, girl. But you have to let him know. You've got to give him his props.
Well, you got to get it out, though. Sometimes it just bubbles up in you where it's about ready to choke you. You got to get it out. But let me give you two examples of anointings. And one is Saul and David. And here we see pictures of two people anointed to be king in the Old Testament. Amen? Saul and David. From their lives, we can extract pictures of two completely different types of people anointed by God. Saul represents the person who has the outward anointing without any inward devotion. How many of us is that I'm talking to tonight? Let me say that again. Saul represented the person who had the outward anointing without any inward devotion. Now, David was different. David represented a person who not only had the anointing to rule, but he has the inward devotion. The kingdom of Messiah being established on the throne, David, as read in the book of Isaiah, is the life we want to be modeled after. He had the outward devotion, the outward anointing, but he had the inward devotion. So see, he was dedicated to Christ. We can do works. What the Bible tell you? Works without faith is dead. Okay? So see, we can work, but if we don't have that inward faith, amen, we don't have that inward faith, the works are dead. So see, that's what David had. David had both of them.
But that's the point, Charles. We sit up in church, and I say we.
We.
Because I did it too. Oh, I'm supposed to be here. Or I got to be here. Or
no, you don't.
I didn't realize I had to be there for me.
Yeah.
Not for nobody else, but for me. I had to ask God to forgive me.
Amen, amen.
It was about me, not we.
Amen, amen.
So once I got to the place where God wanted me to be, I'm not all the way there yet because I still got some issues.
You're a work in progress.
But I'm a work in progress. I'm not where I was in 2019.
Amen.
Because 2020 is waiting for me. But I know my healing is coming. So I'm going to take the medicine like the doctors told me, but I know my miracle is coming.
It's on the way.
It's on the way, but I'm not going to be stupid and not sit on the seat or do nothing. I have to get my act in gear.
Amen.
I have to be where God want me to be at the position, specific time he want me to be there. And that's my goal for 2020. Wherever you want me to drive to, you got the wheel. I'll put my feet on the engine and the gas and oil, the, everything that needs to be oiled and in the windshield, everything will be working. So God can take me where he want me to go. Jesus, take the wheel.
Amen. In 2019, we were Sauls, okay? And I'm going to read that to you again because I want just the marinade in your spirit tonight. It said that Saul represented the person who had the outward, and a lot of us do that. And, I mean, just starting out, I would assume, and I'm just going to say assume, and the people know how that word breaks down, but I'm just going to say that new Christians and people that are new to Christ, we all start out as Sauls, to where people see us and we're doing this and doing that, and a lot of time it's an outward show of the love for Christ. But how devoted are we to what we're doing? Do we do it when we come around people that mm-hmm. we know? Or do we do it when we get to church? Or like my wife said, do you do it all week long when you run into people that you don't know and you see, and they thirsting for Christ? So are we doing it then? Are we just being solved to where, you know, whenever we see somebody, praise the Lord, then we go around the corner and we shooting dice and drinking and cussing. That's the outward appearance. But see, like I say, in 2020, let's be Davids.
But that appearance is not of God.
No.
The way I am in the church is the way, that's who I am at home. And I'm loud when it comes to me talking about God. I'm loud and I'm boastful. Because God done so much for me. So much for my family. I told y'all the story about the carbon monoxide been in my house for 7 years or more. And my kids are fine. The car accident that took me and my husband almost into the building on 29th and Poplar. Hit by the police in a stolen car. But I'm here.
Miles an hour.
God worked for me. And I'm going to be in the position he wants me to be in for his anointing to pull afresh upon me and my family.
Amen. So let's be, like I said, let's be Davids in 2020 because he represents a person who's not only has the anointing to rule, but has an inward devotion.
Amen.
So see, let's be about, you know, let's don't talk about it, let's be about it. Amen. And in 2020, I just, you know, God has put in my spirit, there's going to be a lot of thirsty people out there because there's so much going on now. If you're looking in the news, you're looking about this little thing we got going on with Iran. A lot of people are confused. So a lot of people need to have good Christians, knowledgeable Christians, devoted Christians,
that can get a prayer through.
That needs to sit up and pray. These people, mm-hmm. they're going to be coming your way in 2020. Amen.
But you know what? I was listening to a friend, my daughter, Chrissy, shared this woman's broadcast on Facebook. I can't remember her name. She's one of the prophetess that be, and I know she real, and I know her spirit is right, because she made a statement that made me cry. I used to sit in my room, and I told Pastor Toy this, I would really, literally talk to my father. My father been dead since 89. And I could see him like yesterday. And I sit there and talk. I said, God, if I could just feel his hug one more time. And I don't remember the last time I sat that way and talked to my father, my heavenly father. If I could just feel your hug one more time. And that's a hard pill to swallow. But if I can get one time to just dance with my heavenly father, to bring him closer like we used to be. And this walk is real. We say we Christians, but we still fall short. But the best thing is an acceptance and telling God, I have fallen short of your glory.
Amen.
And I want to be back where I used to be. And that's what Purpose Kingdom's about.
Amen.
I just thank him for it.
And I just want to remind you again, this is the 1085th episode of The Turning Point.
Give it to me.
And me and my wife, we could make a little joke about y'all haven't heard from us since last year. So, but you know, it is so prevalent this year that we get into prayer. We get into, you know, being around people this year that, like my wife said, that can get a prayer through. We need to be around people that are positive Christians. Amen. We need some positive Christians in 2020 because we got to start getting together because there's strength in numbers. Amen. And see, another thing we found, another particular element we see in the anointing is that joy is closely associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So see, once we get that anointing, that joy, the joy of God should start coming in us, and you should want to go out.
Yeah.
You know, the zeal, the power, you know, just the anointing, when it comes upon you, it should make you want to just do things for Christ.
But you know what? I also, back in the day, but back in your era too, our grandparents used to tarry at the altar, and they used to stay there all night until the tongues, speaking in tongues, start falling afresh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the anointing that we need. That fresh anointing that when everybody speak in tongues, because you know that's the only thing the devil can't translate when you speak into your Father. And that's, we need to start tarrying at the altar more.
Yeah, and we know one thing, the aspect of the anointing comes glory and power. God's anointing, there is a freedom that comes with it. You know how sometimes, you know, brothers and sisters out there, how we just sit up and we have a heaviness on us for going through for so much and going through for so long.
I just told you that today. I said, Charles, do me a favor, babe. Can you pray right now? He said, for what? I said, it's a heaviness. I couldn't explain it, but it feels like I have to call my girls and make sure everybody's okay because it's a heaviness.
Well, you know what? I wanted to tell you before, the heaviness comes with us coming back on coming back on our show, because any kind of ploy that the devil can use to deter you, he'll do that, and sometimes we fall victim of it. Amen. We fall victim, and the heaviness sometimes gives us excuses. Amen. But like I was saying, the aspect of the glory and the power, and like I said, it comes with a freedom. But the anointing breaks heavy yokes. Amen. It breaks heavy yokes, bring joy and freedom to people. See, when you've been down so long, and it seems like, you know, we were told when we was young, you're supposed to have a devil under your foot. You don't supposed to be under his foot. Amen. Because that's a misconception right there. But the heaviness my wife was talking about, a lot of us, we experienced it in 2019. And we need to come from underneath that. Amen. We need to come out to where we get that fresh anointing, where whatever comes our way, we know that we can handle it. Anything comes our way. It's more like, almost like when you was in school and you was on, like I used to tell my granddaughter, you was on your two timetables. You look forward to your three timetables. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And once you mastered the three timetables, you look forward to the four timetables.
Amen.
So see, God is ministering in our life. He's teaching that it's time in 2020 to go to the next level. Amen. It's time to get a fresh anointing because we didn't burn this old anointing out. So you need to ask God for yourself. Amen. Get in line. When you ask for that anointing, I don't know how it's coming. You know, God may give you favor with people to get better positions on your jobs. God may do, you know, he's going to bring this fresh anointing to you some kind of way. But if you have any questions or you want to make a comment, anything, the number to call, amen, is 319-527-6091, or you can call 323-870-4174. But like my wife was saying earlier, position yourself this year. We have to. because it's almost like if I hit a pop fly out in an outfield for baseball, if you don't position yourself underneath that ball, you ain't going to catch it. Amen. So you got to position yourself to catch these gifts God has given us in 2012. But in 2020, you got to position yourself for the gifts that he's given you, for the blessings that are coming, for your anointing, and you're going to know when that anointing hits you because, it's like I say, it breaks heavy yokes.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that you've been going through that you seem like you just can't get from underneath it, God is about ready to just diminish all that in 2020. He's about ready to bring you out of it victorious. Amen. You ever dive in a pool and you hold your breath so long till it's like a relief when you get out the water and come up in the air and start breathing? That's how that release is going to be once he puts that Holy Spirit, the anointing on you in 2020, because we've been down underneath that water for too long. And I tell my wife, old guy told me something a long time ago in the military, you don't drown because you fall in the water. You drown because you stay in the water. Amen? So let's come out the water in 2020. Let's come out for a fresh anointing because God is waiting on us. That's why, that's the thing I tell my wife I love about him. He's a God of choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to, you know, people don't really understand what they be saying. And I had to laugh about that one time. God won't put no more on you, you can bear. Blessings neither. Okay, y'all got to realize it's not just trials and testimonies. God ain't going to put too many blessings on you that you can't bear neither. So, see, when you ask for something, you got to watch it because a lot of times you get it. And when you get it, you got to be ready for it. Amen? So let's just know that it's not always about he won't put no more on you than you can bear. If you sitting up and you moaning about and crying about the blessings he already gave you, how much more you think you're going to do if he bless you above and beyond that? So let's get ourselves ready in 2020 for the blessings that he's bringing us so we can come out victoriously. Because, see, God, the world needs to see Christians and God's people smiling again. You need to see them, the world need to see us being prosperous again. Amen. They need to see us on top and not on the bottom. We need to be the head and not the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Lenders.
And not borrowers.
Not borrowers.
So, see, we have to get ready for this thing because, see, it's going to happen with you or without you. See, that's one thing we got to get in our mind. They're just like, you know, the Jews thought years ago that, you know, if they could do this and do that, they were the chosen people. No matter what they did, it didn't matter. Amen. If they did this or did that, it didn't make any difference. But we know the story, and the story is definitely different. Story is definitely different. That's why they have Jews and Gentiles. And thank God for the Jews, because if it wasn't for the Jews, it wouldn't be Gentiles. So we need to know, no matter what goes on, God's plan is always going to go forward. Amen? It's going to always go forward to a point where we need to know that if we sit up and think we're so high and mighty that God can't do anything without us, God will pass you by. You remember the blood over the seals of the doors? How death passed by those doors? God will pass you by. Amen? You can't sit still idle. Okay? Because sitting idle, God can hit a moving target. Be a moving target in 2020. Be a target that he can look at and see and hit you as you move. Because, see, if you're moving target when he hits you, you can continue on. But if you're standing still and he try to hit you, you got to start your engine up. And we don't even know if it's going to crank. Amen? So, see, let's get to a point to where we're a moving target to where God can always look for us and count on us. Because God, like I said, he does things that we ask of him. That's why he's a God of choices. And a lot of people got to understand that. You know, you wasn't born with this enablement of everything that has to go for you got to go right. Sometimes things got to go wrong to shake you up, to let you know that, you know what, you're moving slow or you're not doing nothing. So, see, sometimes God has to shake us up. But just remember that he won't put more on you than you can bear goes both ways. If you can't handle what I just gave you, how you going to handle what I have in store to give you. Amen? And see, like I said, you know, it brings freedom to people, but spiritual chains are broken. Fears are let down. Condemnation, shame, and all works of the enemy is destroyed by the anointing. Amen? Spiritual chains are broken. Fear, condemnation, shame, and all the works of the enemy is destroyed by the anointing. We see this purpose of the anointing outlined in this passage. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon who? Me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Yeah.
To preach deliverance to the captives and recover of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19. I need to read that again, honey?
Yep, because I want them to understand this thing.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
It's a personal thing, you guys.
Because he has anointed oil. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
So see, don't walk around the people you see downtown that's homeless. Amen. Got nowhere to go. Because God told you way back when to preach the gospel to the who? He ain't say the rich and the well-off. He ain't say the 1% that are billionaires. Because they don't, you know, money sometimes take your mind away that there's no God. You don't need a God. You can start considering yourself a God.
No, the word, the rich people say a higher being.
Well, they
don't want to offend nobody.
Well,
but guess what, you guys?
But they don't want to acknowledge neither. So, see, that's why they say a higher being, and it's a lot of them. We don't leave them nameless. There's a lot of them that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives,
uh-huh,
and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And isn't 2020 acceptable year of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
Well, I was just checking. I want to make sure
as
with you.
As long as he woke you up, it's an acceptable year.
Look.
Day by day.
I hear we have a caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Mom and Dad. It's Laura.
Hey, that's LL.
Robert was just asking about you.
Well, hello, how y'all doing? I'm here, guys. So, y'all know it's 2020, right?
Right.
And, like, and God's just so good, and he's just so dope, right?
Right.
So, like, it's this song that just been in my head, because just knowing that 2020 is really the year, just knowing that things going to get better, even though, you know, things, the 2019 was a little crazy, a little shaky, but, you know, when just knowing God, you just know that things is just going to be better. So,
mm-hmm,
the song by Jessica Reedy called Better. And yeah, I'm about to sing that.
All right. Hallelujah.
Okay,
God
bless us.
Okay. I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat. A singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling. The silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing. A sweeter sour victory. So keep walking and walking and walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. Listen to me. I know you're scared, your heart's bleeding. But what are you gonna do now? I think it's time to break free and keep walking and walking and walking, though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter who you are. See, there's one thing that I know. Oh, life it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. It's all right, dry your eyes in a breath of the sky. I know it's hard to find, but you must believe that it gets better, better, better. Oh, oh, almost out of here. See, I was almost gone. I wanted to die from how I was done wrong. I cried out every night looking for a helping hand. That's when it happened. Jesus took me in. He held me close, gave me love, fulfilled my heart, helped me grow better because his love, it made me whole. He's available, try him out anytime. He'll change the life because I know now life it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, better, better. It gets better, better, so much better. It gets better if you only believe better. Yep. That's the phone, better.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that.
No matter how bad things, you always can make it through, regardless, because God is good. And that's
Amen.
All that matters.
That's
yes.
it. That's all that matters. Everything else is irrelevant. And like
okay.
you said, the song says it gets better.
If you just
like,
believe,
you
got
to hold on.
You can fall at your lowest. You can fall at your lowest, but it don't matter because it's going to get better because God is in your life, and that's who God is, you know?
Amen, amen.
He's going to put you through stuff, but he's going to bring you through it, too. So you just got to know.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's a reminder to all the people.
God.
It's from the youth. Amen.
Miss Graduate this year.
So, okay, 2020, how it's looking.
2020.
Hey.
2020.
God is
good.
Thank you,
good,
Laura Lee. I really appreciate it. Daddy,
no
appreciate
problem.
It.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
And you did the call of salvation right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you did. You came in at, what was it, 45?
Uh-huh. And like she was saying, if you just believe.
Yeah.
John 3:16 mm-hmm. said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only.
His only begotten
God.
Son, yeah. I'm going
to say he did what? He loved the world.
He loved, man,
he
loved
the
us
world.
Just that much.
Just knowing that,
that
the love that God got
only
for
begotten
you.
Son.
Mm.
To die for us. Amen. But see, like my daughter was saying, it is going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's going to get better for those that hang in there. Not
mm-hmm.
for those that give up.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if you're in a room, and God can bless that room, and you leave. You just lost it.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
You just lost it. So, you know, let's try to hang in there on 2020. Like my daughter said, you know, it's going to get better.
And now we're getting ready to do the call of salvation, minister, elderly.
Amen, amen. And we just, want to thank you for listening tonight and let you know that a fresh anointing is coming upon us in 2020.
Because
Amen.
It gets better.
Because like my daughter sung, it's going to get better. But see, it started getting better a long time ago when Christ went to the cross.
Hey,
Amen.
On,
when he went to the cross,
God.
We knew that it was going to get better because he laid his life down for us. And people keep saying that, you know, he didn't know us. Yes, he did. God knew who he had his son go to the cross for the past and the present. Amen.
The future.
So see, we need to know that if he can do that for us, how much more can we do for him? I mean, it's not much for him to ask for us to get up and praise his name in the morning and go to the church on Sunday. It's not much for him to ask for us to give tithes and offerings. So, see, we need to put our best foot forward because, like I said, he put our best foot forward for us a long time ago. Amen? So we have to put and be diligent at our jobs because his son went to the cross. So what you have to do now is what you're hearing tonight, you have to profess Christ in your life. Let somebody know that he's your personal Savior. Amen? And then once you do that, we want you to go somewhere where you can be taught about Christ, about his walk, about his disciples' walk, about what they went through, so you'll know what you're going through right now is nothing.
Yes, God.
Amen. You have to go and get back and study and learn and read and take in, okay? Because once you do that, then you tell somebody, I don't care if you go outside and say, I have given my life to Christ today. And
I am a new creature.
Yeah, and so, you know, like our first shows is where you go from here and how do we get here? You know, so you have to really line yourself up again, like we said, for the blessings that's coming in 2020. So, see, we don't want to hear no weeping Christians, amen, that that's left in 2019, okay? We're not accepting that in 2020. We're accepting nothing but a rejuvenated, excited attitude in 2020.
Amen.
Because, see, a lot of times it don't look like the way you making it look like. You making it look bad. Amen. It's just about ready to turn. It's about ready to turn that corner. But see, instead of us turning the corner, going to the left, Christ said go to the left. We want to go to the right.
We want to do it our way, but it can't be your way.
So now we figure why things is going wrong. I'm telling you, present company included. Me and my wife will tell you, it's a lot of times that we went out on our own because, see, sometimes you get so earthly bound that you're no heavenly good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, see, we got to get out of that. We got to know that. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Amen? And see, then, you know, even if you can't get out, you may be chair-bound or you may be bed-bound. Even if you can't get out, we say that listen to our church, Purpose Kingdom, with no walls. Amen? And the number again is 319-527-6091. Can call in every night. It's a show every night that you can listen to. You don't just have to wait to Saturdays or Fridays or Mondays. It's a show every night. So see, let's get our spirit in line with God's spirit to where we can be prosperous in 2020 and we can hold our heads up and say, yes, we are Christians. Because it's been a long time since you see Christians walk around with their chest stuck out. And I ain't talking about for selfish reasons. I'm talking about for reasons that God is blessing you. He's bringing you into a new level. He's bringing you into a new atmosphere to where when you walk in the room, everybody's going to feel your presence.
Amen.
When's the last time you walked in the room and people stood and said, oh, it's something different about you?
Yes, God.
Because I remember people used to say that all the time, and they still do it with me and my wife. When we walk and we say, I can't put my finger on it. But people say, I met you somewhere before, but they don't know they met me in the spirit. They didn't meet me in a place. They didn't meet me in a concrete brick building with walls. You met me in the spirit, and when we met and looked face to face, that spirit clicked and united. So now you say, oh, I remember you from somewhere. Yeah, you're going to keep remembering me from somewhere, even when we leave here today.
Come on.
Amen. So you have to know that the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit.
Yes.
So, see, when you walk in a place and people start changing and acting different, you know you're starting to line up.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to line up with Christ. And he loves that to hear people even talk about you. Amen. And
yeah.
And at this time, Rob, is there any announcements that we need to put out?
Yes, real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements. We praise God for the leads and their message for tonight, and we also like to hear from Laura Lee. Still have that lovely voice, and we thank Laura Lee for coming in for that nice, beautiful song. This is the Quiet Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight's episode. We thank you whether you're joining online or via phone. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We send your questions, comments, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you like to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to like us on Facebook. We can see our advertisements and our upcoming shows. You can just go to Purpose Kingdom and just like us on Facebook. With that being said, God bless you. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Iron Sharpens Iron with Sister Mary Scott. And once again, that's going to be at the 9 p.m. hour. The show is going to be Iron Sharpens Iron, and it's going to be by Sister Mary Scott. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcement. And I know, Elder Lee, I know you're going to say, hey, that's our motto from Roundtable Ministries, but I guess we left that name out there for too long and somebody claimed it.
Amen.
Hey, but see, we not new to this. We true to this. So, you know, it can be used.
Time to get y'all back.
Amen. Fresh anointing. It is so wide. I can feel now there's going to be a fresh anointing part two. Because we have to line this thing up, and we got to get the soldiers ready. They got to get ready because it's going to be such a battle, and it's not going to even look like a battle if you're in line where you're supposed to be at.
Yes, God is so good, so good. Sister Trina, I really thank you for the text.
Yes, amen.
Just touched my spirit. I thank you. I love you. I love you so much, you and your husband.
Amen.
That's another post from Purpose Kingdom Network, just a little talk with Jesus.
Yep.
Y'all have to listen to her broadcast,
guys. Powerful couple.
Yes, God is good.
Powerful couple. But like I said, I know it's going to be part two because God laid that in my spirit at work. And I bounce everything off God because when he bring it to me, I like to give it back to him so it can come back to me so I know, yeah, that's it.
And it's funny because when he came home and he said, I said, oh, you know what? That goes to tell you, me and God just had a long conversation. And I was listening to such and such, and me and her spirit clicked. We need that's right on time, right on time. I want to dance with my Heavenly Father one more time, just to be in his presence, just to touch the hem of his garment and be made whole. Just by believing these things,
amen,
I can be made whole. I don't have to see it. I know in my heart, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And that's just, I just want to dance with my Father. And that's what 2020 is going to let me do.
2020.
Every night, if I pray four times a day, every time I get in that room with him, I'm going to be dancing with my Father.
Amen. And I want to leave you with this right here. I'm going to read this to you. We're on the way out. Where there is freedom, there is joy. Where there is no freedom, there is no joy. It is that simple. It can be all too easy to get laden down with a spirit of heaviness, especially in religious circles.
Yes.
This is an opportunity to use the weapons of worship to access the anointing
mm-hmm.
that breaks these heavy yokes. In Isaiah, we are told to put on the garment of praise. for the spirit of heaviness. So to get rid of that spirit of heaviness, we're going to have to put on the garment
of praise.
Of praise. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to leave that with y'all this evening. Let's put on the garment of praise. So when things start coming at you, just say, God,
hallelujah.
And you start shouting, God.
Yes, just start praising
him. Like my wife always say, God, take the wheel.
Yes, I do.
Amen.
And no matter what I go through, I still give him the praise. Right now, like I tell you, I suffer from chronic migraines, but I still rejoice in him because my deliverance is coming. So I might wake up with a headache and I say, hallelujah, I woke up. I give you praise. Hallelujah. My healing is coming. My healing is today. If it don't come today, my healing's coming tomorrow.
But
I know it's coming.
But see, the thing is, if you listen to what she's doing, she's bringing her healing on by believing that it's there. The more you tell God, I believe you, I believe you, I believe you, pushing that blessing closer and closer to the edge of heaven till it drop down right where you at.
Yes.
Amen. So you got to keep on saying, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. So it's like, somebody, you ever notice in the race, or when somebody pulling something, they say, pull, 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 pull. That's the same thing you're trying to do that blessing. You're pulling it, you're pulling it, you're pulling it till it gets to the edge of heaven and fall right down on top of you. Like the song say, anointing, fall on me.
Yep,
amen. Fall down on me. And I say it again, this is the Turning Point. My name is Elder Charles Lee.
And I'm Maureen Lee.
And we are signing off from the Turning Point, the 1085th episode.
Jeez. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to make any more announcements, Rob? If all hearts and minds is clear.
Amen.
We'll be signing off. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow with Iron Sharper Than Iron with Sister Mary Scott.
Amen.
It's the word coming for you guys. And I'll be back on Wednesday at 9 o'clock with the Daughters of Ruth. And the topic is what I just said. Let us all dance with our Heavenly Father. Amen.
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 And this is the Turning Point.
Signing off.
Hallelujah.
I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. He saved me.